A very, very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at Voice of America on Tuesday, the 16th of January, 2018. I'm your host, Mike Obe.
And I'm Evans Sininga.
So, folks, tonight we are talking about the relationship between social media and politics. Social media has always provided a platform for a lot of people to communicate, and now recently it's found itself in the hands of politicians. We saw former president of the United States, Barack Obama, use social media, and some accredited his victory to social media. And now we have number 45, President Donald Trump, very big on social media. And of course, in Zimbabwe, we now have our very own President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He is now both on social media. He's on Twitter and Facebook. So, folks, tonight we want to find out, what is the relationship between social media and politics? Is there space for social media and politics?
Yeah, Mike, let's get talking on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona, or on Twitter at Studio 7. VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, folks, if you're looking to contribute live on air, live, ehlelweni, the number is 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And since this is a social media show, we're going to tell you this. We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voaindebele.com, and voashona.com. Can't wait to tweet with the president,
Mr. Dambut.
Emmerson Mnangagwa on Twitter.
That's right. Yes.
Mike, welcome back.
One more
to your
time.
Show.
Mine. Me and me only. Well, folks, we are back. We are back. We are back. This is now week number 3 with your host, Mike Hove. Msakazele uthandayo. Yeah. Sesigodukile madoda. We are back. We are back. We are back. And this week, we are talking about politics. Ezombusazwe. We want to hear, is there space for social media in politics? I want to hear from you, folks. You know, in America, we have number 45, President Donald Trump. He's been this Twitter thing, ping, ping, pong, pong. He's always there. So we now have our own in Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa. He's now both on Facebook and on Twitter. So we want to hear, folks, is this going to help him win the elections? Imimsebenzi nina njengabantu abasakhulayo. Liza msekela na njengoba isefikile ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obe Facebook njalo obe Twitter sejo batho shika ka vapa Facebook ne batho makatharisela ukuthi muchava votera here. Is that going to help him, Vanso?
Mike, like you said, man, nasi tikuda kuti timbonzwa kuti social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, this and that,
the
Snapchat. Toda kunzwa kuti vechidiki vari kuzvitambira sei kuti zvino izvi zviri kushanda sei hukama wazvo nezvematongerwo enyika. Takatarisana nekuti tine zviri kuitika zvatiri kunzwa izvi kuti nezuro vamunangagwa vanga vatone 38,000 followers pa Twitter yavakatanga manje. Facebook ameno ndikoko. Saka tuda kuti tinzwe kuti hukama hwesocial media nezvematongerwo enyika. Takatarisana nemi vechidiki kwese kwamuri pasi rese. Wakamira sei? Zvinobatsira here? Zvinokuvadza here? Zvinosimudzira here? Zvinovhiringa papi? Ndonyaya iri pano nasi, Mike.
Yebo, mtswakazi omuhle okhuluma nguMike Hove, umsakazeli uthandayo kahle. Yo kabi, number one. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo kuhlelo The Connection, madoda. We are talking about ezombusazwe. Sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi ikhona ispace na for i-social media kwezombusazwe. Kwele melika lapha silomongameli wethu unumber 45 uDonald Trump i social media uyayithanda ngempela yazi uhlale khona ebulenjini bokuziliba sobe Twitter uhlale khona eZimbabwe manje sesilomongameli wethu omutsha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye ukhona ebulenjini usetholakala ku Facebook la ku Twitter njengalokho kushiwo ngumunye wami lo uEvans over one night number 1 38,000 followers waze wafika asazi vele ukuthi ngesikhiwa bathi ama ghost followers na njengokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe na asazi vele phela lapha kwele melika bashilo bathi ama Russians bakhona bayaziletha lezi zinto ezithiwa ama ghost followers so asazi ukuthi umongameli bonke laba 38,000 izizalwane zeZimbabwe na ezikhangela ukukhumulwa la njalo sifuna ukuzwa madoda ukuthi umongameli njengoba is now on social media kuyanisiza na kuyamsiza na now especially nina abasakhulayo njengoba umongameli is now on social media do you feel ukuthi we are one like you can now talk to him uthi hey at Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa do you hear my cries madoda ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele vanzo
pakaipa wangu toda kunzwa kuti vechidiki zvakamira sei muno imagine ndiri pa Facebook ndichichata na president
uchiti Snapchat me
fa ivo vachikanda nezuru ndakaona pa Facebook page pavo vakakandawo vachiti ndandiri kugweru nevana veguinea fowl ndikatorawo ma selfie vakakanda ma pictures ndikati ah inga mukuru uyu ari kuuya hot hot hot
asvika pama monya
hot hot
number 1
zvino hameno kuti tichaona kuti havazo Twitter kai kuno ku America tiri kuona va Trump vachiita zvavanoita hatizivi kuti vamunangagwa vachaitawo here zvavanoita kana kuti zvichafamba sei asi tinoda kunzwa kwamore tichinzwawo mafungiro enyu nemaonero enyu nezvenyaya iyi tiri kunzwa kuti guest wedu yekutanga
atopana yebo umnumzana mu vamugari zvirufambere mungo number one, mkoma mapinda kapa chirongwa, pa the forum, pa the youth connection. Ai, watutenda imimi mkoma. Saka nyaya iripo nasi mchirongwa, tukutawara nezwe social media ne politics. You as someone who is an aspiring member of parliament, unuona sezo iripo ere space ye social media pa politics?
Social media, I can say nowadays, playing a pivotal role. Kana kuti yaku shandiswa kana kuti ine chinhano chairi kutamba takati simbe munyaya dzepolitics. Nemhaka yekuti nguva tiri kurarama, tiri kurarama mune yatinotiwa now in a global village. Takubatanidzwa pamwe chete nekuda kwezvinhu zvatiri nazvo. Saka tiwati tiri kuona chibadzo social media. Sechimu chatiri kupiwa chinogona kutibatanidza kana kuti as a blessing yatiri kupiwa kuti kutaura kwedu kurege kunetsa kana kuti mubatanidzwa wedu pangava paspace kana kuti mungava munyika medu pasave nedambudziko iroro saka social media iri kuuya ichipita politics ine basa rakanyanya number one ndokubatanidza vanhu zvakare ine futi zvikonzero zvakanyanya zvekupatsanira navanhu mupolitics zvakare saka iri kuuya ikamira iri panhano yekuti da kubatanidza vanhu youyazve panhano yekuti iri kuputanisa vanhu but iri kushandiswa zvakanaka nevamwe vari kuiagrisa nhasi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika but social media kuuya kwairi kuita munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika iri kuuya ichida kuunganidza vanhu pamwe chete ichida kuunganidza vanhu vari mune zvematongerwo enyika pamwe chete tinoona nanhasi isu tiri kuda kumira semamhemba wepariamend vaezvetura media tikushandisa vana Twitter tikushandisa vana Facebook now because the young people we understand nowadays the young people around the world even the run the most of the young people in Zimbabwe no longer have homes they always stay online vanhu vanogara vari pasocial media vanhu vanogara vari patwitter vanhu vanogara vari pafacebook vanhu vanogara vari pawhatsapp oyo saka we are targeting the most audience this is from urban areas and other even rural areas that in the most the politicians are targeting vanhu vari pamasocial media so social media iri kuuya kupina politics and kuuya kwatiri kuita welcome as politicians kuuya kuita social media nekuva involved munyaya dzezvematongerwo
so tell me something Mr. Mugari now that we now see our president he's also on social media who is the biggest target audience? Is social media, when you use social media, is it mainly directed towards the youth, or it's for everyone? It's a blanket term, including people who are above 40 in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's for everyone. The president is there, and not the youth. And everyone, I report on social media, is using social media, is not only below the age of 55 years, definition here, youth in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's targeting not only the youth, but he's targeting, you know, everyone. But social media,
Mr. Bugare, let me just hold you for 1 second. Lapha balaleli siyaxoxa lo mnumzana uElvis Mugari ongisakhulayo okhangelele ukuba isiphathamandla okukhangela ukungena kuparliamente njengoba laye uyangena kukhetho as an individual candidate emele efuna ukumela iZakha West. Sibuzulu Mukari sathi hi baba, I social media iyasiza na kwezombusazwe. Wathi yebo, ukusiza iyasiza, kodwa just like anything in life, ngesikhiwa bayasho ukuthi everything has a pro, everything has a con. Wathi waqhubekela phambili wachasisa wathi hi madoda, uyazi the pros are, of course, you get to talk to abantu ngoba njengoba lokhu sonke sikhona ebulenjini okwamanje lisixhome siyakhuluma siyakhulumisana, ngibala umlayezelo likhona ku Facebook ebulenjini ku social media siyakhulumisana. Kodwa inkinga ekhona udubo obhekana labantu is number one, ngombono wakhe yena ubona ngani i social media eZimbabwe is mainly targeted abantu abalemali zaka mola. So the problem is umuntu ongelamali, umuntu ngela social media ngeke athole ithuba lokuthola ulwazi lolu oludabuka khona. That was his biggest explanation, my daughter. So now let's go back to Mr. Mukari. Mr. Mukari, I have a big question. Actually, before I go, I see abantu laba uGary Thwala Jackson is asking ukuthi what's Mnangagwa's Facebook name? Emerson Dambuzo Mnangagwa. It's a verified page. Likhona. I just checked it now, and it's got over 100,000 likes, and that's velukuthi over a couple of days ukuthole kanjani. And then Twitter njalo, I believe it's the same. Angit?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same username. Emerson Dambuzo Mnangagwa, first president.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check. Ngizukuthi silo guest wethu osibili. Umacheza. Mr. Macheza.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Ah, ngimnandi baba, wena unjani?
Hi, right, you're cool.
Right, so Baba Macheza, wena uyingcwethi kweze social media.
Ayi siyazama.
Kuthiwa ngiyazama. Yeah, ubheke imodesty. Right, so Mr. Macheza, I want to understand something. What are the biggest perks of social media usage amongst politicians?
I think we have to look back in general at the use of media, because when we talk about media, we have to understand there's media, and then what's the point behind the prefix, the preterm social media?
Mm-hmm.
So social media is it's changed the game of politics, changed the game of society, because now instead of just hearing one-way communication, we're hearing two-way communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about not only being broadcasted at, but being able to participate in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only social media if it is indeed social. So mm-hmm. the fact of somebody having a Facebook page and broadcasting at people does not necessarily make it social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we get very excited about things that we don't really that don't really fundamentally change the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that the president has opened a Facebook page. It was way overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that things have changed. It's still those in power broadcasting at people. I follow the page. I follow the Facebook page. I think there's a very different way of using social media. And perhaps it's just because he's starting out and will have to up his game if we're actually going to have two-way communication and mm-hmm. socialize with the president over the media.
So speaking of social media, I came about the biggest thing. How is it possible that within one day, Umuntu gets to 38,000 followers? How many of those? How do we measure how many of those are actual legitimate followers?
So that's again one of the things that's very difficult about social media as it stands. If you look at the debate of what's going on in the United States with the manipulation of the United States presidential election, and even currently right now on Twitter and on Facebook, Russia and China are countries that are well known to have technology that allows them to create fake accounts, to actually have intelligent sounding technology that appears to be real people but is not real people.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that China has been very, very good at engineering its social media space
mm-hmm.
such that it controls its people. And China is a very close friend of the current regime. It's been a close friend of the previous regime and has been helping the previous regime. And it's also a close friend of the current regime.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist because it's all just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are indeed interested in hearing what the president has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, I think it's possible to have 38,000 people follow the president in one day. I saw that he had an account. Mm-hmm. I immediately liked it, and I followed it.
Mm.
So I can imagine 38,000 other people doing the same. So they may be real followers, mm-hmm. but the question is it an actual platform for interaction with the president? Do I feel that what I say, as one of those 38,000 followers that followed him in one day, does what I say even matter?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they may be real, but that doesn't necessarily fundamentally change what's going on.
All right. Mfuka baba, bengicela phela ukuthi ukhulume ngolumi luka mama olwesindebele. Awungitshele ke umbuzo wami wokuqala ke baba, ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi i-social media ikhona na i-space ukuthi i-social media isetshenziswe kwezombusazwe, ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe.
Ezombusazwe zivele sezenzakala ku-social media, sikhuluma nje kathesi. Singakhangela nje umhlaba wonke jikelele, akusela muntu ophumelelayo kwezombusazwe engenzanga something on social media, ongelalutho alwenzileyo. So uthi sithi sibuze umbuze siwubuzayo ngokuthi i-social media iyasebenza na, usebenza, yes iyasebenza. So mina sizibuza ukuthi isebenza njani. Ngoba sizathola ukuthi mhlawumbe i-page leyi umkhokhelo welizwe ingaba ngenye indlela yokuthi bathole ukuthi abantu bathini, njalo ngobani abathini. Kulokwesaba ebantwini. I follow discussion forums online, and I can assure you that in the last month since November, abantu sebebalutshwana abakomentayo. Abanye abantu kulokwesaba nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi izinto sezijintshile, ya kulo mahluko, kodwa umahluko wangikhona ungakanani. Kungenzakala ukuthi sisaku 1980. Ngo-1980 wonke umuntu iZimbabwe yonke wayejabula ngithi. Wonke umuntu esithi hayi izinto it's a new day, ilanga lamhla liphumile, we're going to enjoy with our families. But then the change came very quick. So singalibali, sicabanga ukuthi kulento enkulu kakhulu esiguqukile. Hayi, iZimbabwe is still a long way from actual freedom and from social media playing its actual role.
All right, baba, wathi sibambe umlomo, ngibona ngani silomlalela uJason Maphosa. Baba Maphosa, unjani? Maphosa, ukhona?
Yebo, futhi unjani yakho?
Hayi, siyaphila baba, wena unjani?
Ah, ngiyaphila nami.
Siyakwamukela baba kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. I'm sure indaba ekhona uyizwile namhlanje. We're talking about e-politics njalo i-social media. Yini umbono wakho ngodaba lolo?
Lolu daba luyaxaka bhuti. Okokuqala, upresident ezongena ku-Twitter angene ku-WhatsApp, kubo-Facebook. Yasi abantu babheka ama-errors amancane. Yes, ingaba right ukuthi agene maybe popularity nami, kodwa ingaba ingenzeka ngesikhathi ukuthi imshayelele imfaka kweziyindeko eziningi. Mangenza any mistake abantu baya-analyze how upresident wabheda. Ngenzeka any mistake maybe abeke ulimi olungekho right, yabona? So uma kwenzakala leyo nto ukuthi hawu upresident lebhuke kuyoba ngathi uthatha i-side or uthathani. So as for me, I want to inkonto omuhle leyo njengoba upresident.
So awungitsheleke
second la ngase lento ekhulunywa ngumfowethu ukuthi maybe bafuna ukubona ama-comment into bani bathini, yabona ukuthi yekuthemba ukuthi into leyo yenzele for abantu ukuthi bakwazi ukukhuluma naye or ukudinga abantu abayizitha zakhe.
Awumthembi ukuthi no nix awufuni.
No, ingozi enhle. Uma ungayikhomenti uthi wethi ngafaka umbono ophikisayo, yabo ngazolusentingini.
Okay, hayi, siyabonga Maphosa.
Hayi,
siyabonga Maphosa, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo baba.
Ambonge bhuti.
Saka Evans.
Yiwe.
Red button apa.
Right.
Usabati.
Asiwo ndirikuona kuti zvataurwa na mugari na vamatiza izvo. Zviri kutaridza kuti vanhu vari kuzvitarisa nenzira dzakasiyana zvekuti president vapa social media. Hey, I mean, for all I care for, president weZimbabwe ine vanhu 13 million. Handit. Vakaita vanhu 200,000 vari kuvateverera paFacebook kana paTwitter. Handifunge kuti zvinofanirwa kufundutsa vanhu izvozvo. Totarisawo futi kuti vachasanganawo nezvakawanda. Ivowo futi president vacho. Vanogona kusanganawo nemacyber bullies.
Yes, definitely, of course, of course.
Achavasonawo achivadzingirira, achivataurirawo zvekupenga, vamwe vachivatuka, vamwe vachavanyombawo.
Vamwe vachivafarira futi.
Mixed bag. Kusangana-sangana.
Ndozvinoitika pasocial media, ndozvinoitika pasocial media.
Amen, kuti zvichafamba sei.
So, let's go back to uMacheza. vaMacheza, andini muchiripo? vaMacheza.
Tavaluza.
Handizivi kuti vachiripo here kana kuti chii. Anoona. Alright. Handiunzwa kuti handiri unoziva zvinoitika kuno kuAmerica. Technology inombojamo kamudaro. Inomboramba. Asi kumutsvaga tichamutsvaga
tichamutsvaga. Pane vanenge vapindira.
Pane varipo
papindira nyika dzekuno.
Saka Evans zvazvichinyatsotsanangurwa naMr. Macheza achiti aiwaka. First of all, like you said, number one, just because it's 38,000 doesn't mean that they're not real.
Vanogona.
So, mbona ngani usevuyile?
Avadzoka.
vaMacheza madzoka zvakare. Tata kuti matitiza kaimi.
Tiripo. Ndine mvunzo navo vakura.
Manzwa, Evans ari kuti tei ari kutsvaga gai, hanzi ndine mvunzo.
Aha.
Right. Social mataura emimi mukati azvireve kuti kuwanda kwevanhu vari kuteverera mukuru wenyika kunogona kutaridza namba yevanhu chayo chayo iri paground iri kuvatevera. Vaine chinangwa chakanaka. Ndiri kuda kuti ndiuye neangle yekuti pane inonzi cyberbullying. Iri kutenderera mazuva ano, topic iri kutaurwa kunzvimbo dzakawanda wanda pasocial media apa. Ivowo mukuru wenyika havana kuzviexposa here kuti nesuwo vana tikideni, nesuwo vana jamanondo, tinenge takungopotserawo matombo, tichingotukawo, tichishoutawo, tichitaurawo zvatinoda, tichichovhera ikoko, hameno zvavo ikoko.
Ndofunga ndozva kutoitika kana takatarisa izvino pa page reFacebook ra president iti Mnangagwa. Asi izvino zvinofangwa kuitika. Kuti vatungamiri vedu vanofangwa kutinzwa zvatinofunga patinorwadziwa vanofangwa kutinzwa patinorwadziwa. Kana pane pavanoreswa vanofangwa kuziva kuti vareswa. Handizi. Nekuti kana kuri kuti ivo vari kutungamira vanhu hatichadi vatongi. Ndozvatogara tichitaura kuti kana kuri kuti pane zvashanduka muZimbabwe, tinofanga kushanduka kuti hatichadi vatongi, takuda vatungamiri. Vatungamiriri. Saka kana watitungamira tikati tikaona kuti apa pava kutiendesa apa hapasiwo patirikuda kuenda, tinofanga kugona kuudza kuti apa mutungamiri apa madhibha maita wrong move. Handizi. And that has to happen in a respectful manner. Unfortunately, social media takabva tikazotora kuti actually you find kuti vanhu vanofara hanzi brutal. Kuti munhu anenge aita chinhu chiri brutal ndiye anenge agona. But that shouldn't be the way we interact. If we actually create the right environment, vanhu vanofanira kugona kutaura. Iye zvino kana chitarisa page ravaMnangagwa, vanhu vari kuti president tiri kufarira zvamaita zvekuti pa channel yekuti titaure nemi. Asi nyaya iri kupisa papage ravo izvino inyaya yekuti vakapa motikari ngani 282 here, handizivi kuti ngani, kune madzishe muZimbabwe. Handizivi. Hanzi izvi zvazvagara zvagara zvakarongwa kubvira nguva yavaMugabe. Asi kana chiti zvinhu zvashanduka, handiti chero zvimwe zvinenge zvaitiwa navaMugabe takufanga kuti toti aiwa motikari idzi ngadzichienda kuzvipatara kana kuti motikari idzi ngadzichienda kune imwe nzvimbo. But hatisati tawana mhinduro kubva kune vamutungamiri. Saka kutukana necyberbullying zvinoitika. It happens in real life, it happens on social media. Only social media makes it worse. But I think as it is, it should be, if you go into politics, if you go into media and have a public opinion, have the skin of a rhinoceros.
Right. Wathi ngikubuze ngolumi olwesiNdebele baba. Ngifuna ukwazi ngibala umlayezo lo la ka Ronica MacP uyasho kodwa uyasho ngesishona esithi ndiyo transparency yacho. Is it possible ukuthi umongameli angaba too transparent ebulenjini?
It's very possible ukuthi ngoba lo umbuzo lo uyahlupa singakukhangela kabila ngithi okokuqala umongameli kumele abe ngumuntu okhuluma kuhle labantu bakhe ngithi kumele bathole ithuba lokuthi bambuze imibuzo ngokuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo imicabango yakhe iminjani kulamathuba aphi asewenzile ukwenzela abantu bakhe baphumelele yonke into le yinto eqakathekileyo and kuqakathekile konke lokho kodwa mase sikukhangela asikhulumeni iqiniso ilizwe leZimbabwe lilomsebenzi omkhulu okumele wenzakale
angithi
ukuthi sesithi umongameli wethu abe sesiba kuFacebook aphendule mina uShoni ngilapha ngiseNetherlands sengengathi motho kancane sengifunga ukubuza ukuthi kantike lapha lalapha uhamba njani bese sokuthi omunye laye uselupane ngale laye ufunga ubuzo wakho umbuzo nangomunye futhi lapha lalapha onke umuntu ufunga ubuza akusebenzi njalo ngeke sacabanga ukuthi abe lesikhathi sokukhuluma lathi sonke omunye lomunye ngithi kodwa okuqakathekileyo yikuthi abe lesikhathi nje esokulalela ukuthi abantu bathini akhangela ukuthi umbuzo oyiwo oqakathekileyo engiwubuziwe lamhla yiwuphi angamuzwa mina ephendula ukuthi kungani kulezi moto eziningi kangako ezithengiweyo ezingahambanga iqiniso yebo yinto ebevunyelane ngumongameli ophuma esikhundleni uRobert Mugabe labantu akade bekhona ngesikhathi lesiyana ngithi kodwa sokutshintshile andisokumele ube lomahluko asikho ukuthi izimota leziyana vele sezivotshele ukuthi kumele ziye lapha lalapha he's the president, he can change the policy, that's what we expect. So kuqakathekile ukuthi nje aphendule imibuzo eyiyo i-social media kumele ibe singathini ngesintu i-thermometer yakhe angithi ukuthi azi ukuthi lapho kutshisa khona kungaphi lapho kukhangelwa khona kungaphi
and
then abe sephendula khonapho ukuthi indaba esegudini.
Alright, wothi sikubambe umlomo ngizwe ukuthi silomlalela uNdumiso. Mvuka baba Ndumiso, unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba, unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba, usungenile phela kuhlelo, unjani?
Okay, ngiyabonga baba.
Sawusitshele phela umbono wakho ngodaba lolu.
Bengisathi undoda lo othanda ukukhuluma lo kumina into eqakathekile kakhulu. Umuntu onjengo-president bengamelanga ukuthi avule ikhasi lapha le-Facebook because umsebenzi osamelele yena manje kathi singenzwa esanda kungena manje. Umkhulu kakhulu umethi amela ukuthi agcile kakhulu ku-Facebook. Ngokubona kwami u-president umethi ahambe ezizabelweni. Ayekuza izikhalazo zabantu lezinduna zenezi azithengela izimoto zenezi imali eningi kangaka azi ukuthi abantu bona bakhishwa yikuyini okwamanje not kufacebook.
Right, so ngiyakuzwa kodwa let's go back to into le air transparencies. Awuboni ukuthi kuqhakathekile ukuthi abe le khasi le-Facebook ukuthi athole ithuba lokukhulumisana nabantu akhulume umbono wakhe?
Yabona njengelizwe leZimbabwe is situation ekhona ngathi kakhulu into ze social media njengakathi sikhuluma nje ngathi kustudio 7 anginathemba lakho still for sure ukuthi kona lokho kuzaba nxaka ukuthi umuntu engakhuluma engani uophozana laye kungenzeka ukuthi agcine sedingwa ngifitha ukuthi yathi lapha sizozokhuluma songopresident bese kusithi ngiyakubona. Ilizwe leZimbabwe alila mthetho omuhle uyithi kakhulu khonokho njengathi sikhuluma lapha singabantu abakhuluma sicatshile ukuthi khona mhlawumbe ngilinango zizazokuthiwa sisukusikhuluma sosithi kustudio 7 ngalokhu anti yabona. So bekufuna ilizwe elikhululekileyo nothi leliyani ilizwe enjengaleliya. Okwamanje upresident into ade umete ayenze ukuthi njana esanda kungena kathesi akuhambe ezabeleni zemakhaya akuhambe emadolobheni yena ngokwakhe hayi ukuthi angene lapha because into esingakhuluma ngayo kathesi izalukazi aziko kuFacebook okukhulu kabakho kuFacebook abantu abakuFacebook ngabantu abatsha angasoze akhona ukuthi azizikhalazo zabantu abadala nathi singabatshela thina ukuthi upresident besikhuluma laye kuFacebook abasoze bayi-understand leyo nto.
Hayi siyakuzwa mfoka baba, ngiyabonga. Bekuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo.
Okay, ngiyabonga baba.
So basically Evans, like Ndumiso was explaining, the listener, he's basically saying kuthi he thinks number one president should, well, in the Zimbabwean case, Mr. Mnangagwa, opening a page really isn't beneficial to him, because he thinks there's bigger cases to handle. One. Two, he's saying that when he opens a Facebook page, it's mainly the youth that are going to get to talk to him. All the older people, the people of older generations, that when their children come over, Zukuru, I want to go to the president by Facebook. Why not? Facebook. That's what he's basically saying. Where he's saying, no. If he personally feels that President Mnangagwa should stand up and 2 feet, Baba. BMW's up in the man, Baba. I tell him, ndiyo nyayeribo.
Aiwa, maonero avo. Asiwo tiri ipapo. Tunofanira kunzwisisa kuti nyika ye 20 years ago nenyika ya nhasi zvasiyana. Handituri kuona. 20 years ago waifanirwa kutojusa phone kuti umbofonerana nehama neshamwari dziri ku Britain nedziri ku Netherlands nedziri. Asi iko zvinezvi tese tiri padande mudande rimwe chete. Tiri kusangana iko zvinezvi hona tiri kutaura nani, tiri kutaura navamugare vari kuzaka, tiri kutaura nani na machisa ari ku Netherlands izvezvi. Handiti isusu tiri kuno kuAmerica, asi tese tiri kusangana mu same environment. Tese tichitaura tichitoonana tichinzwisisana kana tichirwa totorwa. Kana tichikukunda totokukunda ipapo pajekerere. Saka ngatitarisei kwese kwakanyakanyaka. Ndine mubvunzo navamugari. Handiti havasati vaenda.
Havachiripo.
All right.
Mr. Mugari. Honorable Mugari, madzokere. Honorable. Vamugari muchiripo here pachirongwa?
Vatsvage, ngatirambe tichivatsvaga. Asiwo pane makoment maviri matatu kahambopindawo panapa. Wambomaona here? Tiverenge maviri matatu.
Kubekela pambili.
Right. So panapa zvanzi na okay. Zwanai Peter Manunure, tiri tese muchirongwa from Murambinda kuBohera uko. Hanzi Peter Jones, I'm watching from Gaborone, Botswana. Uri kuona kuti vanhu vari kufollowa vanhu ndozvatiri kutaura zviya zviya kuti muri kuona isocial media iyai. Hei, omunye upezgo
munye. Daonye skona.
Hei, hanzi na
Good one.
Momo Christine, hanzi. Good afternoon, Mike and Evans. Okay. I am a fan za ako cheta. Havasi kutaura zvesocial media.
Mike Lo Evans.
Ah. Ndangoitwa kakiti atakurwa musaga.
Kuti momo sokwamukela mushano. Thank you
for following us.
Momo.
Tendai mashaya mombe hanzi ndiri kukuona iwo. Tirikuda kunzwa kazvamuri kufunga. Hanzi na real men, it's a powerful weapon in terms of communication these days. Is social media. Uyamuzu. Hanzi chombo chakaipa che social media. Chinogona kukusakadza kana kukuvhiringidza.
Right. Machezo. Machezu sasa kona?
Yes, nkona.
Right. Woti ngubuza. Yazi, ama listeners give so much great questions. Ubusa Nubusontini, uti is ED really the user on the keyboards or has he have people operating his page? Now, how important is it for a public figure to use his own page or to get someone to use the page for them?
Interesting question and very good to have it, because I was thinking of mentioning that that a social media page does not necessarily. A lot of celebrities have social media pages, and if they responded to each and every query, if they responded to each and every comment, they wouldn't have the time to do what made them social media celebrities or important people in the first place. So the, as we mentioned, that ED has got important things that he has to be focusing on. When I look at his page and he posted his itinerary of what he was doing in Namibia, I have to assume that it's an aide who took his picture, who took that picture and posted it. The important thing, as I said, is it's not necessarily that we have the actual person themselves interacting with us on a day-to-day basis. When the Emmerson Mnangagwa page comments on a comment I made on the page, I should not expect that is the president himself responding. It's very different from perhaps Twitter, which also at the same time, like Donald Trump uses Twitter, but he also has a Twitter team, I can assure you of that. People think it's always him making all these statements, but there's a team behind it. Even it should be about articulating policy, mm-hmm. articulating what the administration is thinking. I think the Emmerson Mnangagwa page right now should be a presidential page, mm-hmm. not a personal Emmerson Mnangagwa page. We want to know what the president is thinking, what is his policy position, where is he taking us. But that we can find out also in the news. We can listen to ZBC and other media.
Or Studio 7.
Or Studio 7, yes. Yeah. I make the difference here between mouthpieces and no disrespect meant.
Mm.
It's official government position that we want to hear from specific channels. Right.
Ukhulumile about umehluko between a private njalo public page. Singabheka umongameli welemelika umnumzana uDonald Trump. Yena ulamakhasi ayi-2. Kule khasi lakhe njalo ikhasi elibhalwe kuthiwa POTUS, President of the United States of America. So right. Nxa sesibheka lamakhasi ayi-2, how as someone who's watching or who's perceiving umuntu olandela ikhasi lelo. Nga usukhuluma usithi okay ngilesifiso sokukhuluma lo mongameli, let's say umongameli uMnangagwa angaba lamakhasi ayi-2,
mm-hmm.
when he's tweeting on his private page, does it resemble what he's supposed to be tweeting on the public page?
I think it has to simply give us some consistency in terms of who is the person, but the thrust of the pages has to be different. One is government policy, it's official,
mm-hmm.
and the other is should be, I think, an opportunity for him as a politician, to let us see him as a person,
mm-hmm.
as an actual living, breathing human being who outside of the his office also has children, also has a family, mm-hmm. also has people that he loves, things that he likes, his music and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to make our leaders human. They are people too. And what Zimbabwe has fallen into is the trap that a lot of African countries, honestly, mm-hmm. have fallen into, where our leaders are no longer, the moment someone is in a position of power, they stop being human.
Mm-hmm.
They are infallible like the Pope. Whereas the Pope is only infallible when he's wearing papal robes.
Mm-hmm.
When he's just a man, he's just a man.
Mm-hmm.
So even in our politics, let's have the president communicate to us as Emmerson Mnangagwa, a man who is an uncle, who is a father, who has children. And I think his team should actually think of that. And at the same time, let us have his page that articulates his policy standpoint so that we as citizens can respond to those policy standpoints.
Mm.
And in the chorus of our voices, mm-hmm. we can hear what are the issues that are important to us.
Mm.
Because we're tired of being talked to, but we now want to also talk back and be heard as citizens. Regardless of whether we're in Zimbabwe or not, as Evans clearly pointed out,
mm-hmm.
we're here. Mm-hmm. And we're here.
All right. I see you, Baba. What in Bambu Lomo? Sitatu Munu guest where to Umnumzana Ze Nzele Ndebele. Baba Ndebele Unjan. Hi, I'm good. Yes, Baba. Say, I'm going to go to
yes.
Right. So, Mr. Ndebele, here we've been talking about social media and Jali politics. As someone who's an expert, a journalist, and also a social media expert who's on the ground in Zimbabwe, Aungchele, has Umongameli Njengobala, he's now opened a Facebook page and a Twitter page. Has this made him more accessible to abantu Zimbabwe?
I wouldn't say it has made him more accessible to people in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Made him more accessible, but I'm certain that, one of the things that we need to ask ourselves, and probably this is what the previous guest was talking about, that is it Emmerson Mnangagwa, the Zambia president?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Emmerson Mnangagwa, the government of Zimbabwe president, or is it Emmerson Mnangagwa, a Zimbabwean citizen?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that we are talking about. But nonetheless, he is Emmerson Mnangagwa in social media. The other question that we ask is that who is running the page and how often do they really tell him that, so-and-so have asked this, and how often does the people, you know, what they are saying inform his thing? Because, social media page in this day and age, it means that you're prepared to have a two-way communication.
Mm-hmm.
It means
mm-hmm.
that you're prepared to listen to people talking and you also talk to them. But sometimes people tend to say, if you're a public figure, you have a Facebook page, you do your propaganda stuff, you just take out messages and, you know, and at the end of the day, it becomes useless because you go to a meeting, someone takes your page speech, and he treats it, you know, just part of the speech that they've already delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes another, you know, platform where you can just get your speech. So for now, I would say it really has helped. Yeah, you're there. I mean, the page that represents it is there, and it's, they're posting stuff. But what? The day he will engage people, the day he will take action, because he has heard that there's corruption exposed on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
the day people have said, you know, there's an issue here, and can you please come and address it? And that's what it goes to the public platform and say, you know, I was talking to people on Facebook, and they've highlighted ABCD.
Mm-hmm.
My question has been, how close is he as a person to that information? Does he really know that the page exists, or they just told that I'm there, you know, we want to open a page here, we'll be talking about it, and just as in case someone is running on his behalf.
Right. What in Mubuze, how important is it ukuthi kube le two-way communication nxa sixoxisana ngokusetshenziswa kwe-social media, especially from someone who's like a president? Because yena njengalokho kushiwo ngumatsheza, it seems as though he's using it ukuthi anikeze abantu information kodwa akarespondi nxa abantu besembuza umbuzo, stuff like that. How important is it ukuthi kube le two-way communication between umongameli labantu kanye labantu labongameli?
Well, social media comes in because there is a gap in the digital, I mean, in the way people communicate. We're used to radio where they will say the time is 2 o'clock and that's it, even though it was wrong. You can't say, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are coming from a time when communication was one way.
Mm-hmm.
And someone says, you know what, we can have a conversation amongst ourselves and we can, you know, exchange views. Social media is about interaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's about exchanging views. It has the potential to reach people that normally you would, you know, find. You know, normally wouldn't. It is the first point of, you know, contact. You know, for a country with 13 million Zimbabweans who will never have a chance to talk to the president or invite him to their offices or to their homes,
mm-hmm.
they have a chance to have a point of contact on social media and establish that relationship. Then when someone has a point, then he maybe can go to in his inbox and say, you raised this issue, but how do we follow it? You know, so it is really important for it to be interactive. It becomes boring when it's just, you know, giving people information. Then I'll ask myself, you know, there's something that I see on this social media page, I can find it on the Chronicle the next day, I can
mm-hmm.
find it in the Herald, I can find it on Studio 7,
mm-hmm.
I can find it on ZTV. So why is he wasting his time? So
mm-hmm.
if he wants to be on social media, he has to be interactive. He needs to interact with people.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyabonga Mdebele, wathi ngibamba umlomo, ngibala imlayezelo la. Umoli Chabalala uthi watching, listening in Joburg, siyakwamukela kuhlelo kunyane Goli. Uthamsanqa Moyo okagwayi uthi please call Twala. How my daughter, hayi Twala, sizakudinga vele. Uproducer wethu sesimnikezile inombolo yakho, sizakudinga. Unduna Mlambo uthi I think he's only accessible to those that have social media privilege and internet coverage. What about those in the rural areas? That's a very, very important question. What do I want to say? I'm going to say something. Before I post that question to them, what is that? Baba, unjani? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, likey, unjani, Bab?
Hi, it's PDG, Baba, unja.
Hi, it's Pila, Baba. Sungeni le kuhlelo.
Hi,
sibingelela wena, Baba.
Yeah,
right. So usungenele kuhlelo, like I had said earlier on, ukuthi lamhlanje we're talking about e-social media njalo e-politics kwezombusazwe. Wena ubona ngani indawo ye-social media yokusetshenziswa kwe-social media ikhona na nxa sesixoxisana ngezombusazwe?
Ya, lokho nje ngeke ngakuzwa lokho kuyinto lokho, but le into eyenziwe ngu-Emmerson Mnangagwa e-president wethu, ngibona kanti kuyinto enhle kakhulu le.
Ngani usisho kanjalo ba?
Into enhle kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu, izosiphathisa nathi.
Ngithi kuthi ungani usitsho kanjalo.
Into eyenzakalayo ukuthi ngicelana ukuthi lami ngifake uma kuzokhulunywa ngezombusazo ngoba lezi hali ezangizithande kakhulu. Ngifuna nje uma kuzokhulunywa ngezombusazo ngikwazi nabo ukukhulumisana nabanye abantu.
Okay. Kodwa ubu
ya lapho ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi lami ngifake kuhlelo but uma selikhuluma ngezombusazo njengakusasa kuya phambili ngicelana lami limbeke ecweni.
Ungakahambi baba. Ubuchasisa usithi wena ubona ngani imove le eka mongameli into enhle kakhulu. That's why bengibuza ngithi kungani usisho kanjalo. Ah, ngibona ngani usayavulula
like. Tavaruza.
Tavaruza.
Anyway, asina mosha.
Mhm.
Asizvavataura tazvinzwa. Vari kuti chiko chefava.
Va like.
Mhm.
Vangati I basically he sees kunge movie yavamunangagwa.
Yakanaka.
Number 1.
Aha.
But that's what vabvunza kuti ora ichitsana ngura ibvata. Ah, runare pasi. Sandiye nyange
iri. Pane zvanda pick up ari kutaura taurwa apa ne nehama neshamwari. Unoona vanhu vari kutaura kuti pane nhau yekuti two way traffic.
Yes.
Dzinoenda ngadziende asi dzinouya ngadziuyewo. Handed. Ndikatiwo makadiko va Mike motiwo makadira
ivanzo ndizvo
zvo asi manje mukangoramba tichingoti
va Mike va Mike va Mike
pasina kudai 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 panenge panenge panobuda pasina kumira zvakanaka ipapo handizive kuti vanhu vari kutaura vari kuteverera mapage emukuraya ndoda kuti kana paine mumwe ari kunze uko ambota apindurwa mubvunzo waakabvunza kumukuru kana ambota atsanangurirwa zvakanga achinyunyuta nezvazvo mumwe chete ambouyawo muchirongo ataure kuti ini ndakabvunza nyaya yekuti neyekuti neyekuti ndikapindurwa zvichinzi kuti 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 tigogona kuti tinodzima here nyaya yekuti aiwa mukuru ari kungotaura zvaanoda iye ikoko isuwo vanhu tiri kungotaurawo zvatinoda tiri kwatiri ikoko hatisi kutaudzana hamusi kuita nhaurirano yekuti uya ati zvakati uya zotiwo zvakati asi uya ari kungotaurawo zvaari kutaura uya achitaurawo zvaari kutaura zviri kufamba sei zvinobalansa papi Mike.
So let's go back to Macheza. Baba Macheza usasekona
kona nyelezi
right. So I was talking earlier on about you mentioned the transparency, the importance of two-way traffic. Now let's talk about into eqhakathekileyo, well, in some people's eyes, e-verification, proving authenticity. Does having a verified page necessarily mean that is the person or the actual figure displaying the thoughts of the figure that is coming out on the page, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think that's a much broader conversation that would be very difficult to answer immediately, because I think what I see from my work when as a media trainer and as a media literacy trainer, one of the main things that are coming up right now that we find is the problem of lack of discernment between fake media, between fake news, and the fact that there are so many outlets for the news right now that it's difficult for even the well-educated person to know the difference between what is news and what is not. I find myself with Zinskati, Guma WhatsApp group, ngiyimi de facto fact checker.
Yeah, okay.
In the sense ukuthi kuyabuya udaba ku group ukuthi so kunje uze abantu sebechaya luvalo, so kunomsindo, and all you have to do is go on Google and check ukuthi how into le iliqiniso ngumbe ingamanga. And I'm not saying it's that easy, and I'm not saying people are lazy, but I think verification of any form of information should be the natural standpoint now from where we stand in the media landscape. So it's really important for abantu ukuthi babekwazi ukusebenzisa igugu ukucrosscheck ama references and to be able to determine whether a story is true or not.
Right.
One thing that I wanted to address that came up in this discussion is the is the apparent perception of a generation gap and the geographic gap. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I think we have to move away from that conversation here, which abantu abasemakhaya abakwazi ukwenzakalayo abala access to social media and all of that. It's still a gap that needs to be filled. People still need to get better access to the internet, but we have to differentiate between knowing what's right and knowing what they should do and having the ability to do it. These upcoming elections will be an important measurement for that. Ukuthi abantu bayakwazi ukuthi bona bafunani. And the problem ibakhona ekuthini abala indlela yokuthi bakhethe lokho abakufunayo. This has been the norm under the previous regime,
mm-hmm.
and we're yet to see if this current regime will not only allow opinions but also the acting upon those opinions.
Right. So
we have to always realize which there's a limitation to what media can do.
Mm-hmm.
We can have 100% of Zimbabwe on social media, mm-hmm. but until people can act upon their political beliefs, we have a problem.
Right.
And we have to not simplify the issue that obviously.
Let me hold you for 1 second, Macheza. What's in here, Gu Ndebele, and then we can go to our two callers. Baba Ndebele, Umacheza brought up something very, very important, and so did some of our callers, where they're talking about e-access to internet connectivity in rural areas. Abantu abasemaphandleni bona, are they getting access to what is coming out of these Facebook and Twitter pages?
Most of the people actually use WhatsApp rather than, you know, Facebook or Twitter. You find that even in urban areas, a lot of information is circulated on WhatsApp rather than on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that someone would see something interesting on Twitter, they would take a screenshot and they would circulate it to Facebook. I mean on WhatsApp. And WhatsApp is basically, it's mostly there, emakhaya, in some areas where there's, you know, no network coverage, generally the people in rural areas.
So very rural is by Alutol.
They're not as rural as they were probably 2-3 years ago. Because information does go. Of course, you have areas where you still don't have telephone network. But I think information has improved a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, we still need a lot of internet coverage in rural areas. But also, there's also the issue of cost. In rural areas, can they afford dollar bangles every day to actually get WhatsApp? But I think the situation has improved compared to 5 or 4 years ago.
All right. Kuthi singibambe umlomo ngizokuthisi lo mlaleli wesiNdebele. Baba sikhumbuzo moyo isikhathi sesiyaphela kodwa sizakunikeza 30 seconds usungenele ukuhlelo inombono wakho.
Ya mina umbono wami ngokuthi comment ukuthi social media yena inhle but then amasebenziselo esiwenzayo yo angayisiyo and njalo yena umkhulu lo uzagijimisela ukuvula ipage kufacebook kanjani kungakaqali basitshela ngenhlelo zabo ukuthi bona bamise njani inhlelo zabo zokubusa especially thina abantwana abasakhulayo kuyini abasilungiselele khona esingakujabulela okungenza sibakhethe ekhethweni ukuthi babe khona ngoba kwamanje basabambele just amalanga okucedisela ithemu yomunye okade khona ngithi bona njengabantu abatsha ababuyayo kuyini abasilungiselele khona njengentsha okungasenza sibajabulele ukuthi sibakhethe.
But do you not think ukuthi that's why he's using iFacebook ukuthi atshele abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi madoda yizona inhlelo zami ngikhangela ukuyenza so lalokho?
Hayi khona kulanto embi singa-checka sibone uma kuliqiniso kodwa into okufanele kwenze la abadala ba-relya ngokukhuluma amanga ayinto abangakhona ukuzenza. Bakhuluma ngokukhuluma ngomlomo lange-black and white but ngezenzo zingaphuki.
Hayi baba moyo isikhathi du ngiyabonga bekuhle ukuba la ukuhlelo. Tora mtele wako 30 seconds.
Na mfundisi moyo atingaendi musina kungoti wo mask maviri nguva yedu ndo yakupera.
Zakanaka. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Social media panguva yatirino tiri panguva yechimodeling yakanaka zvikuru especially mupolitics nekuti ndo inotumira zvenguva in time. Saka ndiona yakanaka zvikuru social media pakuonekwa kwapurezidenti vachinoti mapurezidenti mazhinji aakajoinawo sazvinhu zvakakosha zvikuru nekuti inotumira zvinhu zvose zvakanaka zvakanguva dzakasiyana-siyana koita imwe other side vamwewo vanoti vamwe vanokwanisa kunyora zito ndiri
nhingamasara ne-20 seconds
andirakuzaingoti mwari kudinga makanaka matitira nguva yekuti wanise chirongo isu vapinda pachirongo vozoridi nguva yapera ndiova kudinga ave nemakuropafadza kukomborei pazvive zvamukuita
Hi,
we are Muzo, Babu Mfundisi.
Yeah, Muzo.
We are Valis, one time.
Matota, guys, women, fellas, followers, listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to thank our guests, Sean Macheza, Honorable Elvis Mkari, and Zenzele Ndebele for joining us. Folks, Until next week, Tuesday, Sieza. Linga baleke. Oliver Lesayo, Mike Hobe. Lilale Zimbabwe muhle.
Enene ndine Evans Zininga ndichiti goodbye musare zvakanaka. We love you back. Bye.